We've all heard the dire warnings about how online retail is going to devastate brick-and-mortar stores. Last week, that warning came true for Radio Shack. The 94-year-old company declared bankruptcy. Meanwhile, office supply giant Staples bought out its main competitor, Office Depot. So, are we marching to the end of retail as most of us know it? Well, apparently not so fast. Todd Bishop is co-founder and editor of the online publication GeekWire. He's back in the studios with us. Hey, Todd.
Hi, Marcy.
Before we talk about e-tailing and retailing and where they dovetail, what happened with Radio Shack?
Radio Shack really had a hard time essentially competing with the likes of Amazon and also competing against the larger electronics stores like Best Buy. They kind of put themselves into this niche where they weren't serving their hardcore technical audience like, say, a Fry's might. But at the same time, they weren't really serving the hardcore consumer audience like something like a Best Buy would.
So they've declared bankruptcy. Does that mean they're closing all their physical stores?
They're not. It's a Chapter 11 bankruptcy, so they're planning to restructure, reorganize, and Sprint actually will be taking over portions of their stores, the Radio Shack stores, as part of the deal that they announced last week.
And again, Amazon, or at least e-tailing, did play a big role in this.
Absolutely. If you could go and get the latest gizmo or the latest cord down the street versus just having it delivered overnight or in some cases same day by Amazon, certainly that has a major impact on a company like Radio Shack.
I'm talking with GeekWire editor Todd Bishop. Does that hold true for the Staples acquisition of Office Depot?
To some extent, yes. Staples and Office Depot are very much subject to the same broad consumer retail trends where people really start to weigh the convenience of driving to the store and the need to get something right away versus having it delivered right to their doorstep. And in some cases, for zero shipping costs, there are tens of millions of Amazon Prime members now, by some estimates, you know, upwards of 40 million. And so those folks can get it there in 2 days without paying for any shipping costs.
Well, it's all wonderful, and we don't even have to put pants on. We can just do all this in our pajamas.
Speak for yourself, Mark.
But you're always fully dressed, right, Todd, when you're
right.
Ordering online. But meanwhile, the heavyweight, the 8-million-pound gorilla, Amazon, is actually making these interesting forays into brick-and-mortar stores.
That's right. Amazon, for the past couple holidays, has had pop-up stores in malls in San Francisco. And in fact, their pop-up store in one of the San Francisco malls is still in operation. It wasn't just a holiday store. But at Purdue University, last week, they opened their first ever staffed retail location. So students at Purdue University are able to order things online and then essentially have them delivered directly to this retail location.
So it's not, I wasn't clear if it was exactly a store or more of a sort of depot where a human would hand you the package.
Well, it's actually very appropriate that it's not clear to you because it is very much a hybrid of the online and physical worlds. You can either go to an Amazon locker at this store to pick up the item that you ordered online, or you can call up the barcode on your smartphone and have one of the associates handle it from there. So it's sort of the lightweight physical retail approach that blends the two models.
Huh. Is this a test case at Purdue for something Amazon would like to roll out other places?
They aren't saying that explicitly, but yes, very much. This is the way Amazon does things. When we first saw the initial Amazon lockers appear in the Seattle region, that was the test for the rollout elsewhere, and that's just the way they operate.
It's fascinating. GeekWire's Todd Bishop is here, and we're talking tech, as we do most Mondays with you, but we're talking specifically about the long tail of Amazon, and there are many Amazon veterans who have found their way into other businesses. And the latest, you guys just broke a story today, Sears has hired several Amazon alums for a new enterprise that is starting here in Seattle.
That's right. Sears is opening a software development office in Seattle at the Columbia Center, formerly the Bank of America Tower, the largest skyscraper in downtown. This is a common trend. People in the tech industry are very familiar with companies establishing software development centers to be able to poach talent. Sears has hired the original general manager of Amazon Fresh to lead this effort. His name's Ian Clarkson, and they are going to be overhauling the Sears Home Services business. So this is not the Sears physical retail stores. It's Sears going out and sending technicians to your house to repair your appliances and to fix up your home.
So are they thinking of something like Uber, where there's an app to call somebody?
They aren't talking, and we actually got this story even though they didn't want to tell us about it. But that appears to be where they're headed. And Uber is certainly a standard at this point for people to do e-commerce and to take things that happen in the physical world and digitize them. And so I would not be surprised if that's the model.
So we're talking today about these hybrids. There's Amazon, who comes from the online side, tiptoeing its way into the real brick and mortar world. And then we see companies like Sears moving the other way. Starbucks has been testing its coffee ordering app, or I guess food ordering as well, app in Portland. And this is also that sort of hybrid.
Yeah, this is one of my favorite stories that's happening right now. Starbucks is really becoming a tech company, and they are piloting mobile ordering in Portland. So you're walking down the street, you're on a block away from the Starbucks store. You can get onto your phone, order your coffee, pay for it on your phone. Very much the Uber approach again. Show up in the store and have it waiting for you there. And they are going to be rolling this out more broadly in the Pacific Northwest, including Seattle, and then nationally. So Starbucks, very much a technology company these days.
My favorite part of that Starbucks app is if you get there and that coffee's cold, then the barista remakes it for you. Because, in fact, the fact that you would order it some other place, there's a million delays that could happen before you and your coffee cup meet.
Absolutely. I was chatting up my barista this morning at Columbia Center because I was going down to check out that story, and he was not entirely enthused about the prospect of mobile ordering.
I'll be curious to see how that works. Another thing I'm curious about very briefly, you wrote about a new Seattle clothing retailer, I believe this is. It's Hointer, is
that's
that how
right,
you say it?
Right.
And they have these videos online. I watch them. Essentially, it's a store, but you walk in with your smartphone and scan stuff, and then the real merchandise comes to you.
That's right. So they have sample pants, for example, out on the floor. You scan the style that you like into your phone, and it's automatically delivered to your dressing room in your size. This is another former Amazon executive. Her name's Nadia Shurabura, and she runs Hointer, and they've actually now started licensing this technology to other retailers.
Have you actually been into one of these stores?
I have not, but my colleague Taylor Soper has covered this extensively. And when he did the original demo, they were a little bit cagey about exactly how the pants made it into the dressing room in the right size. But they say it's robots.
I'm sorry. It was a little bit creepy online, but that's the latest venture into this merger of our real world and our virtual world. Todd Bishop is co-founder and editor of GeekWire. Every other Monday, he comes into The Record to talk tech with us, and we always love to have you here.
Thanks, Marcy.
This is The Record. I'm Marcy Silman.